Cause I ride for my clique, I get live with my clique. Don't get high with my clique, do it die for my clique.
What's up, Aggies? My name is Cole Noel.
And I'm Hayden Noel. I'm back. I am back and ready to do this show.
Yep, he's back and, and as confident as ever.
You know, I was telling Cole, I sacrifice a lot to be here on the show.
No, you
driving
don't.
Up from Brigham City.
20-minute drive
and last week,
through a beautiful canyon.
Okay, last week I sacrificed my car, okay? Driving up here. I'm driving up here. All of a sudden my car shuts off, not working. I'm like, what is going on? I drive over to the side of the road, open up the hood. There's oil everywhere on the hood. And then there's just this, you know, hole in my engine block. Just a gaping hole. I see the piston. Like the, you know, the firing rod. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So luckily, Matt, our uncle, was a savior and was able to come do the show with Cole.
Yep.
And they did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you, Hayden. And I don't know if I'm going to buy that BS, but that's all right. We are glad to have him back.
Well, I'll send you a picture
okay.
of the hole in all my right. engine if you like. Right.
We'll make sure everyone else can see that picture too. And you're not the only one sacrificing. I am sick today. I don't know what I have.
That's not a sacrifice.
My throat feels like it's sick. Closing in on itself. You try doing a radio show or a podcast with a closed in throat.
Well, you're talking to me, so it yeah. sounds like it'd be pretty
That's
easy.
True. Anyways, we're going to stop complaining about our woes and sorrows. And we want to thank you guys. We want to thank the Aggie fans that are tuning in and listening and doing that every single week. Our family and friends, we love you guys, and we're grateful for what you do and for the support that you've given us over this cool experience.
How about you just start singing Kumbaya? I'm just kidding. No, Cole's right. You know, we do have
a great...
We
just lost 10 listeners.
We have a great listenership.
A listenership?
Yeah. We had a total of 69 downloads on the last show.
Word.
It's a word. You know, yeah, Google it. So thank you guys for downloading the show, giving it a listen, and we appreciate it. We understand we're not the, you know, most or
one
see,
of us
the
isn't
easiest
the best
to listen to. We say a lot. We might breathe.
Don't do that. No,
into the microphone a lot. But we appreciate you guys listening to the show. It's for the average Aggie fan who wants to keep up to date on Aggie football, Aggie basketball. And, you know, some hot takes.
What the heck is that?
And opinions.
I don't know what a hot take is.
You don't know what a hot take is?
Sounds like
Ask Stephen A. Smith from ESPN what a hot take is. Anyways.
Like a hot pocket.
Whatever. But we appreciate you guys listening in to listen to our opinions. And if you guys have your own opinions, make sure to comment on our Facebook page or our
yep.
Twitter accounts.
Yep, most definitely. And I was actually thinking the other day a little bit about the show we're doing.
Oh, did you look up listenership?
I did.
Yeah.
It's a word.
Yeah.
But
that's what I thought.
You must have Googled this before you came over tonight just to do that to me.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was kind of thinking how a lot of Aggie fans, you know, don't have all the time in the world to watch the games.
Exactly.
Or to go to the games. And we understand that. That's fine. And so we kind of hope that we can provide some easy listening to Aggie sports. Football and basketball. So we hope we've been able to do that up to this point, and we hope that this show and many others. Sorry, I'm coughing. And many other shows will be able to do that as well.
Yep.
So you're gonna keep interrupting me, or
sorry to cut you off.
Who's kumbayaing now?
But yeah, like Cole said, football and basketball. And
yeesh, we're 5 minutes in, and you won't let us talk sports.
We appreciate it, but. Utah State will be traveling to Arizona for the Arizona Bowl against New Mexico State, who opens up as a 4-point favorite, although ESPN has a 63% chance that we will win. I like our chances as well.
Yep,
I think we're going to win. We're not going to spend too much time on the bowl game, but we are going to spend some time on the basketball game that took place this past weekend.
Yep. So real quick, just to make sure everyone understands and knows, we are going to the Arizona Bowl against New Mexico State December 29th. This is the first time in 57 years that New Mexico State has gone to a bowl game, and Utah State 6-6 will go out to play them. So go Aggies. We're excited for them, and we'll have more on them in the weeks to follow. But like Hayden said, let's talk some Aggie hoops. So it was a very important week for Aggie basketball this past week. Hayden's laughing at me. I don't know why he's laughing at me. But yeah, so between our last show and this show, we've only had one game, but it was a very important game. We played Utah last Saturday in the Vivint Smart Home Arena in the Beehive Classic. Yeah. It was fun. I was there.
Yeah. I was unable to attend, but Utah State did a lot better than I thought they were going to do. It was a... I don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It was a 10-point victory. 10-point victory for Utah, 77-67. Utah State drops to 5-6 on the season. There were a lot of things you can take away from this game. One being the fact that Quinn Taylor and D'Angelo Isby had their best games of the career. Quinn Taylor scored 22 points. Isby had 24. But there were other two players who didn't do quite so well, namely Kobe McEwen, who had a total of 0 points.
The goose egg.
And Sam Merrill, bagel, who had 6 points.
Tire. Donut.
Okay, I think you can stop with the references to the number zero.
A goose egg, bagel, tire, donut.
Okay. But Utah State did a great job in this game, recovering from their early deficit of 21 points. I checked the score on my phone. The first score I checked, 19-5. I texted Cole. I was like, see, I told you so. We're going to lose by 15 to 20 points. But Utah State, they proved me wrong.
Oh, ye of little faith.
They came back. They played hard. They pulled to within 4 in the second half. But, you know, they just didn't have the firepower to close it out.
No, and I really enjoyed my experience in the Vivint Smart Home Arena at this game. It was fun. We went and we were able to watch the Aggies play and then BYU and Weber State after Utah State played. And it was a good game. And I was kind of worried at first because they took like a 22-2 lead, Utah did, at the start of the game. So I was kind of worried that, you know, those Salt Lake Aggies and other Aggies close by weren't going to get a good game. But they did. We did see a good game out of it. And we do want to give a big shout out to Quinn Taylor and D'Angelo Isby, both bench players who played out of their minds this last game. So on that, I kind of want to be a little more positive today talking about this game. Our bench did a phenomenal job, and although Kobe McEwen had a goose egg, as we've talked about before, there were other players that stepped up and took his position and took the lead. It took and went in charge, and I am, man, guys, today is a struggle. I am sick, and Hayden is laughing for some reason. So today is a struggle. Please bear with us. We swear we got some good things to tell you guys about.
Okay, so a couple things that were awesome in this game. Free throw shooting was a lot better. We shot 79% from the free throw line, 15 of 19, as opposed to below 50% against BYU, which is, you know, you're not going to win any games if you shoot like that from the free throw line. Second thing, we out-rebounded Utah 35-31.
It's a miracle, which, yeah, a Christmas miracle.
It really is because Utah State, you know, we lack size. We're not a big team. You know, we don't really have a big rebounding threat in the middle as far as big guys go. Yet we were able to pull it out, at least the rebounding battle, 35-31.
Yeah.
Partly because he who shall not be named, David Collette, Aggie reject, right?
Yeah. Who we take back in a heartbeat.
Yeah, probably. Got into foul trouble, so he had to sit on the bench.
Yeah, that's true, but he also only played, so he played still 24 minutes. I mean, that's not terrible. He still got his minutes in, and so I'm very proud of the Aggies in that standpoint. I mean, we are the smaller team. We came in, we out-rebounded them, only by 4 rebounds, so not by a ton, but still, I mean, just that consistency I really like in this Aggie basketball team. So we do want to address a couple of issues real quick, and then we'll get back to our kumbayaing. Coach Duryea had some choice words for star point guard Kobe McEwen.
Very choice words.
And we kind of want to give him a little opinion about this. But just to quote Coach Duryea, he said, and I quote, "I thought he was awful in every area. Mentally, physically, on the offensive end, on the defensive end. Worried about things he shouldn't be worried about. Really just an awful performance. In a game like this, we can't have an awful performance from him."
How many times did he say awful? Like 50?
I think so, yeah. I think so. It was pretty awful.
Yeah. And, you know, he's right. I mean, Kobe was not great in this game. He He could have chosen different words, though. He could have said, you know, Kobe just was having a bad game, wasn't feeling too good, so we just kind of gave him a break. No, he grilled Kobe McEwen, and I think he did it for a reason. This is the reason. He did it because he's trying to fight, he's trying to spark McEwen into giving him something that can, or into giving him that power and that edge that he had last year. Kobe hasn't been the same this year, and I think I know, I might have a hint as to why. I may be totally wrong. I think this ankle injury might be a little more significant,
kind of throwing him off a little bit,
than we think it is. In my opinion, I think it might be uncomfortable for him. He probably hasn't been able to train as hard because of it.
Yeah.
Probably when he shoots and runs, it's probably a little uncomfortable. And so maybe that's been hurting his confidence a little bit. And if that's the case, we need to sit him. You know, we can't just have Kobe McEwen going out every game and scoring 0 points. You know, we need Kobe to put up 15 to 20 points a game.
It's true. And, you know, as I watched the game against Utah, our team looked totally different when McEwen wasn't in the game. I mean, offensively and defensively, we were just a different team, and we looked better. Now, I'm not saying that we don't look that way when Kobe's at his best, but when Kobe's not playing well, there's a big difference, and it really changes the dynamics of our team. I mean, I, for one, am very proud of this Aggie basketball team and how they played this past week. Obviously, the start of the game is kind of what killed it for us. The start was a predictor of the end. But our team was able to battle back and play well and bring it from 20 points to a 4-point game. So I really admire them for doing that. And I think a big part of it was our rotations on offense and defense when Kobe isn't in the game. I feel like when Kobe's in the game, our team kind of passes the ball around, tries a couple plays, nothing works. So let's give it to Kobe and let the man do work. But recently, the man hasn't been doing work. He's been staying home. And I'm not saying he's a bad player. I'm not saying he's a bad person. I'm just saying recently he has not been playing.
He's had a dry spell.
Been playing to what we know Kobe McEwen can play at. So it kind of forces our team to get a little more creative, to work the ball around, to pass the ball, to play a little tighter defense. And all of a sudden these guys who before maybe relied on McEwen are stepping up. They're saying, this is my game. It's time for me to take this game over. I think we saw that from D'Angelo Isby. We saw it from Quinn Taylor. And we saw it from the rest of the team who made great plays defensively and offensively to make this a game.
I think this season, the Utah State kind of came in with the mentality that Kobe and Sam are going to give us the majority of our scoring. They're going to produce the most points. And so let's just kind of focus on them and get them to score us, you know, 30 combined points a game. But that hasn't been working. And you can tell because when Kobe goes out of the game, the ball moves around the court. There's passes, there's cutting, there's layups being done. And so I think it forces the team when Kobe is out to not be dependent on one person scoring. That being said, we're not saying we should never play McEwen. McEwen needs to be played. We need him if we're going to have a chance.
He's phenomenal in the Mountain West.
Absolutely. The trick is trying to be able to couple McEwen with a team, with the offense that moves the ball around. It can be done because you see, I mean, Duke, these big level teams, they have star players, yet they're able to move the ball around and they're able to work those players within a system. And that's the trick for Coach Duryea, I think, trying to figure out how he can take McEwen and Merrill and put him into a system where they can move the ball around.
Yeah. When I think about it, I actually kind of think of the NBA teams, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors. Last year, the offense of Cleveland Cavaliers was run through two players, LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. Obviously, this is arguable, but Golden State, their whole team played phenomenal. So we kind of see that difference when we run our offense through two people or when we run it through the whole team. And I, for one, am a fan of the whole team. I think it's when Utah State is playing their best as well.
Well, that's how you win. I mean, that's how you win long term. You need a team to win. Yeah. And you can't just rely on Kobe or Sam because they're going to have off nights like they did against Utah. And the team's not going to be enough. Yeah. And the same thing with, you know, the team. When the team starts
Tarts? What's tart? Should we look that one up?
Excuse me. Tarts is a word, actually. But if the team starts scoring a lot of points and Sam and Kobe aren't doing their thing, you know, we're not going to win too many games either because we don't have enough offensive production. We need to figure out how you couple our star players with the rest of the team so that there's a balance. And once we find that balance, I think Utah State can win a lot of games. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. And so this is actually my prediction, my zen, my peace, my words. I really think that the Utah State basketball team has a chance to be good this season. I would not throw in the towel yet. So they have lost to Weber State, BYU, and Utah, all three in-state teams.
That's a travesty.
It is a travesty. It is.
That, look at that one up.
We're losing some big words tonight.
That is unacceptable. Yeah, I'm sorry. True.
And I almost pinned that more on Coach Dury than anyone else.
I don't know.
But I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to keep my hands clean. This is what I want to say, though. This young basketball team is playing in so many games right now before conference play that they are learning how to play together. They're learning how to move the ball. We see that in all of our losses besides Gonzaga, we really haven't been blown out at all. We've lost every game by like 10 or below points. And I really enjoy that watching. You know, obviously you want to get a win. Obviously you want to figure out how to win. But I think our team is doing that. Yeah. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. I think they're figuring out the kinks and trying to figure out how they can get the most points without using just Kobe or just Sam.
Yeah.
Because this entire season, Sam or Kobe have been the dominant scorers.
Well, but I think we're going to be more dangerous now coming into conference play because our bench players feel confident.
That's true. But the problem is you need your star players.
Yeah. No,
you need
that's
your
true.
Dependent
that's totally true.
Players to be dependent every week. And Kobe has kind of been fluctuating. Okay.
Yeah.
There's another big word for you. He's kind of been a little bit of a roller coaster. And I think if it's the ankle, you need to sit him. You need to sit him and get him better.
Yeah. I feel
if
like
it's a mental thing.
I think right now it's more of a mental thing than a physical thing.
I think the physical leads to the mental, in my opinion. I think the physical thing is causing him to be uncomfortable to a point where he's afraid to shoot. To a point where he's afraid to be Kobe.
That's fair. I didn't know we were going to have a doctor on the show tonight. No,
it's
it's true.
Fact that his ankle hurts.
I agree. And I think, well, I don't know if it still hurts. We don't know that.
But it was hurting.
But when I watch him play, I see him play and he looks more tired than he did before his ankle injury. I'll give you that. I think I see him more with his hands on his hips. Gasping for air. And I mean, Kobe McEwen, he fouled out of this game with like 15 minutes left.
Who?
Kobe McEwen.
Fouled out of what game?
The Utah game.
He did?
He did.
I didn't know he fouled out.
He fouled out. He had like 4 turnovers, 0 points, and he fouled out with like 12 or 15 minutes left in the game. And so.
He didn't foul out.
He did. He did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
What?
He fouled out of the game.
Pretty sure he was just taken out of the game.
No, but you don't know why I don't talk about it? Because he put up 0 points. Put up a goose egg.
He had 5 fouls in 16 minutes?
Yeah. Look it up.
All right. I'm looking this up because I don't believe him.
You can look it up all you want because I'm just going to keep talking because I'm right. But here's the thing. When you're tired playing as a defender, you foul more. Because the guys are quicker than you.
Yeah.
They get past you more, so you have to reach.
Yep.
You know, you have to do those sloppy plays to try and stay in front of your defender, fouling more. So, I mean, I think that's another view of where Kobe's at right now physically. And I agree with you. I think that physicality, his physical levels, may be affecting his mentality as well. If it's so, we wish Kobe the best as he tries to recover from this injury as much physically as mentally.
Yeah, he did foul out. I was unaware of that.
Thank you.
That's kind of a surprise to me.
You can eat your hat.
I thought he was just taken out of the game by Coach, which leads me to believe even more that Coach Duryea said what he said to spark Kobe. Because if he was really playing, you know, just terrible like he was saying, he would have taken him out of the game. I don't think he would have let Kobe just foul out. And this also shows me that he was frustrated. You know, yeah. Kobe was probably really frustrated with what was going on, with what was happening. And so he was getting lazy on defense, like you were saying, getting a little sloppy. But I'm hoping if we see the, you know, and knowing Kobe from last season, I think those words from Coach Duryea are going to spark him and are going to help him get back on his feet and get where he needs to be.
Yep, I do too. And we sure hope so, because this team can be very dangerous when we have our bench firing and our starters firing. I mean, as any team can, but I think we have this abnormal potential to do great. And it's just up to us, you know, to unlock that potential, to go for it. So that basically wraps up our game against Utah. Utah State will now play this Saturday at 7 o'clock versus Life Pacific. Yes, that is an actual college.
Isn't that an insurance company?
Sounds like something you'd find at SeaWorld. Hmm. Life Pacific.
I'm pretty sure that's an insurance company.
it's not an insurance company.
I'm pretty sure
it's an actual
is.
University. We don't want to discredit them because their name is jacked.
Well,
it is kind of messed up. But
I did look at them. They've only played, I think, three Division One teams.
Okay.
3D1
so
teams.
So then with that being said, this game is going to be a yardstick, a measuring stick for how good our team really is.
I don't agree with that.
How do you not agree with that?
Because they're crap. We should beat them.
So if we lose to Life Pacific, we're crap.
Yeah.
So it's a measuring
game.
That's
how it is with every game. I don't think this is a measuring stick.
No, yes,
even
of course
if,
it is.
Even if we are crap, then we should kill this team. We should kill them, no matter what. So even if we're amazing or if we're crap,
no,
we should destroy this team.
Hayden's on drugs.
This
that's
is not a
lie.
Measuring stick game.
We've seen.
This is a game for Life Pacific to get money.
No,
is what it is. This is not a measuring stick game
all right,
for Utah
well,
State.
When we lose this weekend, we'll see who's measuring what.
Okay, if we lose to Life Pacific, then Duryea needs to be fired immediately, okay?
Yeah.
That would be a shock. But you're talking about a measuring stick as to where this is, as to where this team is right now. Life Pacific is not a challenge. They're not going to challenge Utah State. And that's why they're not a measuring stick. You cannot look at this Life Pacific game and then all of a sudden say, oh, Utah State won by 40 points. They're amazing.
Okay, then I think it could be a negative measuring stick in the fact that if we lose or if we underperform, then it shows that we're not where we need to be.
Whatever.
I still project a blowout. I think we'll beat them by double digits for sure, be that 20 or 30 points.
We should. I mean, we should destroy this team.
So we'll see what happens.
The fact that we're even talking this much about them is...
That's true.
Embarrassing, to be honest.
Shut your
with you.
Trap. Stop yapping.
It's not a measuring stick.
Stop yapping. But yeah, so basically, my projections, Aggie fans, continue to support and love this basketball team. It can be tough sometimes. And we don't want to talk too much about Coach Duryea right now because there is a full season left. We are a little skeptic about what's happening with this basketball team and where it's been in the past couple of years since he's taken the reins. But we're going to let him slide for now. And we just want you guys to understand that the Utah State basketball team, they're trying. They're doing good. We got to help them out. Got to come and support. Now, if we go into conference play and we just keep playing like a stale donut, things need to change, right? And then you can throw in the towel. That's fine. But for now, have some hope. There's still conference play to go. We're still in this thing.
Yeah, we need to have some patience with this team, even though they're 5-6. They're young. They're still trying to figure out how to be a basketball team. And let's remember, Coach Duryea, this is his third season as a head coach, okay? He had no idea how to be a head coach before this, so he's going through some growing pains as well. Whether the types of seasons we're having warrant the growing pains is a different question, but I don't think we really need to answer that question yet.
Yeah.
But I think we'll start to get an idea here within the next 10 or so games.
Yep. I'm with you. I'm with you. So, Hayden, unless you want to keep yapping, I'll kind of wrap things up here. First of all, I just want to say once again, thank you guys for listening. Thanks for your support. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Thanks for making it this far with us. It was just kind of an idea we had as brothers, and we're glad it's gotten this far, and we're excited to keep it going. We hope in a couple of weeks here to have our own radio show as well on Aggie Radio. So that'll be an exciting move for us. But thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you. You know, like Cole said, we need your help. Go download the show, listen to it, tell us
share
what
it.
You think. Share it. If you think it's crap, tell us.
Put a little crap emoji.
Yeah. And if you do, tell us why. And so then we can fix it, because we understand that we're not the easiest to listen to. I know we say probably some stupid stuff on air, but I mean, that's part of, I guess, learning how to do a podcast. But thank you for listening to us. Thank you for downloading the show.
Yeah.
We're going to try to do it weekly. Hopefully my car doesn't break down again as I'm driving up here, but thanks for listening, guys.
We hope that as well. So for the Noel Show, the Noel Sports Show, I'm Cole Noel.
I'm Hayden Noel.
And we will talk to you next week.
Have a great week.
Cause I ride for my clique. I get live with my clique.